Blex.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it's time to look the Pakistanis in the eye and get a commitment that they are fully on board with us. Because it's clear to me, that, you know, they've got one foot in our camp and they've got one foot in some other camp. And if we're going to continue to provide aid and strengthen this relationship, I think we need to have a clear understanding.
So does that mean you wouldn't look upon it too favorably, Mr. Boehner, if the Pakistanis gave or sold to the Chinese the remains of our helicopter that was there? I think that ought to be one thing to be considered, part of the discussion this week on our Talk Radio Countdown as we open up another hour here. This is the chart for the week of May 9th to the 13th, and we've got a lot of material to go over. Your calls, welcome and encouraged, at 800-510-8255. The rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. They monitor talk radio programs, as do we, all across the country. Major League Baseball,
number 10. Number 9.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, they're being separated.
Number 8.
The Planned Parenthood law in
number
Indiana.
Number 7.
Number 7, illegal immigration.
Number 6.
Pressure paying for gasoline and oil.
Number 5.
The unrest in the Middle East.
Number 4.
The GOP hopefuls.
Number 3.
Budget cuts and debate over the debt ceiling.
Number 2.
Strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Number 1.
The aftermath of the death of Osama bin Laden. The world of talk radio is filled with all kinds of very interesting people. I find that having done this for a long time, I know and like many of the people. It's a short list of folks, about 200. I've always maintained there are about 200 good jobs in the world of talk radio, conversationalists on the radio, whether they be national hosts or local hosts. And there are always very good people in our affiliates doing very interesting things. So as a countdown extra from our affiliate in Fargo, North Dakota, the Flag, WZFG, Ed Schultz is the subject matter, the focus of this story, a huge, huge story in Fargo after a lawsuit was filed against him by a former NBC News employee who claims that he helped Ed get his TV show with MSNBC. Ed's on MSNBC with most of the other progressives. Some of them do radio programs, and some of them just do television programs. The host of program that follows this program on the Flag is Bruce Kelly, who talked to Ed about the origins of this lawsuit.
Back a couple of years ago, you meet this guy. He's an NBC cameraman. He works on Meet the Press. And he says he's going to set you up and get you an audition for a TV show. He lends you money to shoot a pilot.
Wait a minute now. No one ever loaned me any money.
Okay,
to do
go
anything.
For it, Ed.
Yeah, no. First of all, it's very unfortunate that we have to go through this because it was made very clear from the start what this project was all about. It had absolutely nothing to do with the Ed Show on MSNBC.
Okay.
And it has absolutely nothing to do with my radio show. So this was an independent project that was totally separate from everything else. And we were trying to put together a syndicated show that would have been based out of Washington, D.C. And at no time did we ever really get it off the ground because the economy was terrible. I had some money committed to the project, but sponsors fell out because the economy fell out in January of 2009. So, and then later I was approached by MSNBC that had absolutely nothing to do with this.
So where's this guy coming from? His name is...
That's a real good question.
His name is Michael Queen.
Well,
Where did this guy pop up? He's suing you in federal court.
Actually, his name is Michael Anderson, but First of all, there is no contract. There has never been a contract. And he is claiming that he deserves some of my salary and also part of the profits of the Ed Show.
Conversation between Bruce Kelly from the Flag, WZFGR affiliate in Fargo, North Dakota, and Ed Schultz. Big story there. And a lot of people in the talk radio world are discussing this. Ed has a program in the evening on MSNBC, and the conversation is about him, Ed, being sued by a fellow who says he helped put the show together. So Kelly is talking with Schultz and his lawyer, Jeff Landa, about the high number of lawyers this guy has gone through in his attempt to get to Ed.
MSNBC owns your TV show, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, you don't sell it. You're not the syndicator. You're the syndicator along with Dial Global for your radio show, but you are an employee of NBC, right?
I am a contracted employee with MSNBC.
Okay, so why would he think he's going to have any profit? The profit goes upstairs.
I have no idea.
What do you think, Jeff? Where's this guy coming from? Jeff Landa is Ed Schultz's lawyer. Jeff?
Well, excuse me. First of all, you have to understand that you can sue anybody for anything.
Sure.
Just getting into court, which is what they've done, doesn't mean that there's any feasibility to the claims. Now, we've gone through this for, this is not a surprise to us. We've gone through this for over 2 years. We've gone through three other prior attorneys that Mr. Anderson Queen has had.
On the same accusations?
The same accusations.
How come it's just breaking now?
Well, because all of them have quit after we worked with them, given them all of the emails, all of the correspondence. They all quit on it. We've gone through the engineers union or whatever union represents him in his capacity as a writer or a cameraman, whatever he is. And we provided all the information to them, and they refused to go forward with anything.
So he's just bouncing.
Finally,
this guy's just bouncing from lawyer to lawyer, trying to get someone to, and obviously taking it on contingency.
Well, I don't know how he's paying. I'm not privy to that. Excuse me, but we do know that he finally reached this Mr. Lane, who's a. My research has shown he practices with his wife. They're both in their mid-80s in Virginia. I haven't found any actual litigation he's ever done. He's an author. He writes books on novels on law,
okay. Legal
issues. And if you got a copy of his press release, which I received yesterday, a good part of it is on his books. So I'm assuming he's doing this for publicity. But anyway, at any rate, he contacted me quite some time ago, and I said, look, I can't keep dealing with all of Queen's successive attorneys. You know, if you're going to do something, do it.
All right. So this conversation, by the way, one of the inside parts of the business, I told you, 200 good jobs in the talk radio world. I forgot that most of you don't know that Ed's from Fargo. That's why this is big news in Fargo. Ed started his career in Fargo. He was going to be a candidate for governor and senator. He's very well known in North Dakota, very well liked, and has had very good success there. And so his story is big in Fargo because he's from Fargo. It's getting a lot of press coverage. So I thought it was an interesting way to give you some insight into the life and times, if you will, of one of America's best-known radio hosts on a radio station that has a lot of oomph, obviously, in Fargo, which is a very interesting community, I find. Whenever I've been there, I really do find it one of the great upper Midwestern American cities. Anyway, there's a little more to the story, and we'll get to it as we have time. 16 past the hour on the countdown.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly. Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hey folks, Kent Hemmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called vacation ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
Give more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags, and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupons. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
The story of Ed Schultz as a host in Fargo, very popular, becomes a national figure, and then gets a television show, and then gets sued. Here is Bruce Kelly from the Flag WZFG, our affiliate in Fargo, North Dakota, talking to Ed about his connection to Fargo.
You haven't been on the air, or other than the MSNBC show, you do live here over the weekend, right? You commute back and forth?
I have a home in Detroit Lakes, and yes, we do come home quite a bit.
Why do you think you're still the top media person at? I mean, let's just face it. Since I got here, the first name I heard was Ed Schultz. That's why I went after you on the air, in a friendly rivalry kind of way. But why is that, Ed? Why?
I can't speak for, ownership. I can't speak. Every market in this country is different. I'm not on in every market. I'm on just under 100 radio stations across the country. Some stations have carried me since the day I started. Seattle, Portland, Denver, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York.
Why not Fargo?
I have no idea. Maybe they don't like me. Maybe they don't think that my politics fits the area. I don't know. Respectfully.
Okay.
The Ed brand is far beyond Fargo. But I'm very loyal to the area. I still bank in Fargo at a number of different banks. My construction company is based in Fargo. My radio studio is in Fargo.
Yep.
I haven't forgotten my roots. I grew up in a middle-class family. I've worked hard. I'm working hard to this day. And I'm not going to be trashed by some outfit that decides they want a piece of my income when they don't deserve it.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Laboratories, Inc.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. All right, let's move on into or back to the stories that you're talking about that are not connected necessarily to any one part of the country. Everybody continues to talk about Bin Laden as the number one item this week on the countdown. Here, talk host Michael Broomhead visits in his own world with his listeners. As the comment from Alex Jones' radio program and Jesse Ventura's appearance on it makes people talk.
Alex Jones had Jesse Ventura on today, and he has some insight. He is a former Navy SEAL, and this is what he says about the operation.
I can tell you this, Alex. As far as the operational end, on the ground, being the knuckle draggers, the SEALs that did the op, it shows me that policy hasn't changed at all since Vietnam. Because in Vietnam, our standard policy, if we were going to do a kidnapping or going to do something of this order, would be you offer the person one time. And if the person doesn't fully cooperate, you then take them out. You eliminate them. And it's that quick. So whoever the operator, if it indeed happened, as they said it went down, whoever the operational leader on the ground was, I fully could see why he would be taken out that quickly, because that's no different than what it was in Vietnam, that you give one opportunity, and if they so choose to not exercise that opportunity, then you eliminate them.
Amen, brother. Nothing wrong with that. They're called soldiers, not cops. I'm not one to celebrate anybody's death, but he's not just anybody. This was an act of war. I'm not going down the road. I'm not getting back into it. So Jesse Ventura, if it in fact happened, is the way he clarified that phrase. And the reason why he made doubt, and he's been lied to many times by the government. Listen.
I've been asked, people have said to me, well, could we have taken him alive and da-da-da? I said, I can't make any statement on that because you'd have to be there. You'd have to be part of the operation. If the Navy SEALs indeed did kill Bin Laden, well, they're the best unit at doing that because that's their expertise. And they could accomplish that mission if the mission were indeed true. Do I think it's true or not? I don't know, because my government has lied to me so often. I mean, look at when they lied about the death of Pat Tillman. They lied about the Jessica Lynch recovery. They lied about weapons of mass destruction. They lied about ties to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. So really, the government has no credibility with me. So when I hear a story that they accomplished this, and then there's so many other weird things about it.
Okay, so he's holding out. He's suspect. He's suspect of this operation at all. So Alex Jones asks him a very simple, plain question. Listen to the question and answer.
But you're saying that you do question the official story because you've been lied to so much.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for the last decade, it's been nothing but lies, whether it's the Bush administration or the Obama administration. It's lie after lie. Like I said, we're to the point now, Alex, I have to go to court to be able to fly in my own country. What kind of country is that when you got to go to court to be able to fly and not be searched?
No,
you have to prove you're innocent every time you go to an airport.
Okay, how that gets there from here, I don't know. But there's Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura has to speak out. He can't be quiet about anything. Now, here's a guy that was a former Navy SEAL, and think of the insight that this guy legitimately could have given. He's been a governor of a state. He's been a Navy SEAL. Here's a guy that could have given phenomenal insight into the mindset and some other things. He's questioning it. I've been lied to so much, and this is what I find fascinating, and I'm going to address this with all due respect to the people out there that love the conspiracy theories, and they think that Alex Jones and guys like Jesse Ventura are heroes. Why is it that they're telling the truth?
There's the question for us to think about. Number one, the Bin Laden aftermath, and we'll move to the GOP presidential hopefuls in a few moments here on the Countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Archiver.
Radio countdown. 800-510-8255. To number four on the countdown, the 2012 GOP hopeful list. Talk host John Gambling here with David Gregory from NBC about Newt Gingrich. That seems to have been what happened this week in terms of the new news, his announcement he was running.
Well, let me ask you about Newt throwing his hat in the here first. I mean, is the strategy smart in your view?
Well, I think this is a point where they got to get in, and I think what he wants to do is try to cover as much territory as he can, both in terms of the primaries, but he's not a guy who's afraid to really mix it up and be heard on all the major debates of the day. I mean, the best thing he's got going for him is that he'll be a strong debater. He's a strong ideas guy within the party, so he'll have an impact, and I don't think he's afraid of being buffeted around by some of his views on the issues. I think he feels like he's got some of that staying power to do that. He's also, I think, interested in getting in to deal with some of these social questions, principally his own personal life and baggage. I think he'd like to deal with that earlier on, work those things out the best he can before he gets to Congress.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that's exactly one of the strategies that's going on here, is to get the sort of the ugly stuff up and out and over with. I have a sneaking suspicion, though, that he is going to be received as kind of old news.
Yeah, and I think that's, look, campaigns are always about tomorrow. They're not about yesterday, and that's a problem. Now, he's operating on a theory that this is a kind of a return, you know, that he had to get out of public life in order to return as a new person and a new leader. You know, and that's what he's testing here, the proposition he's testing. But it's still that challenge of, is he a fresh new face? He is certainly not. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily go well for Republicans when they don't choose somebody who's part of the future and the future leadership.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you. I think it's a soft candidacy.
Well, and again, he's somebody who can make some noise and will have some impact even if he's not getting much traction. But he's going to have to be evaluated early on as a guy who is well known, why he's not doing better than he is. He has been able to raise money, so that's important. He has this, you know, Newt Inc. that surrounds him. So he's been very active. And again, is an important figure in the party in terms of advancing ideas and willing to take. You know, look, he's one of these guys, he's coming out Meet the Press. You know, he's not just putting himself yourself in that silo of Republican primary voters and not speaking to a wider audience. So part of that appeal that he'll have is that he's willing to reach as many people as he can.
Reaching as many people as he can. Same ideas we have here on The Countdown, heard on great radio stations all around the country and on the internet at DougStephan.com. The candidacy of Ron Paul, the suggestion he might run, brings us around to a discussion Dave Diamond had on his talk program about things that Ron Paul has been saying.
Ron Paul, you know, I referred to him this morning as the once-in-future president, the guy that thinks of himself as once-in-future president. And I realize passions run high about Ron Paul. He's either the Messiah or he's a nut job. Fortunately, more people think he's a nut job, and after what his latest faux pas, sticking his foot in his mouth, maybe more people will. The guy actually went to the debate, such as it was. You can't really call it a debate, but he went to the press, the joint press conference last week, and announced on the stage that we should just legalize heroin. Now, whether you are in favor of that or not is not the relevant issue. That is not a Republican position. If you actually believe that heroin should be legalized, you should not be running as a Republican. Don't ask me what you should be running as, but I'm savvy enough to know that it's not that. Now, prospective 2012 presidential candidate Ron Paul said in a radio interview that he would, listen carefully to this now, he would not have ordered the mission that killed Osama bin Laden. Nope, wouldn't have done it. He has formed an exploratory committee for presidents. People have given him $1 million. Explained that a better approach would have been to cooperate with Pakistan to arrest bin Laden like the U.S. did with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and then try him in a civilian court. Why can't we work with the government, he said. When the host pressed him on whether or not he would have ordered the kill had he been president, he said, no, I don't think it was necessary. It was absolutely not necessary. And I think respect for the rule of law and world law, international law, he continued. What if it had been in a hotel in London? Would we have sent the helicopters into London? No, you don't want to do that. This is a man who wants to be president, and who some of you out there, and I'm not pointing any fingers or naming any names, continue to explain to me, is the only one who gets it. Well, first off, Mr. Paul, many of us suspect that Pakistan knew, and they didn't help. In fact, their prime minister stood in front of everybody about a year ago and said, he is not here in Pakistan. We don't know where he is, but he ain't here. So as for helping us to arrest him, they didn't seem all that intrigued or interested in doing that. Secondly, when it comes to your idiotic comparison to London, I'm reasonably sure that Scotland Yard, MI5, MI6, and the British Army would not have welcomed Osama bin Laden living 1,000 meters from their, you know, Sandhurst Royal Military Academy. They probably would have objected to that and taken matters into their own hands, you freaking idiot.
Don't you love, I don't think you ought to run as a Republican. That guy, Dave Diamond is the host name. I love listening to these blowhard Rush wannabes, don't you? 800-510-8255. People just can't handle Ron Paul and his different ideas. And that's the problem with the Republican Party. They're not inclusive. That's been a statement that we've heard several times this week from various people. So if you don't get it all together and get somebody who is of general, if you will, concern or interest to the basic members of the, never mind the party, but to those who are in the middle, not Democrats, not Republicans, you are a loser. You will lose against Obama. Here's host Steve Scott talking with Jennifer Epstein from Politico.com about Facebook's attempt to be exempt from the federal election rules.
Jennifer, this has to do, if I understand it right, with those little ads we see on Facebook and who pays for those ads?
Right. This has to do with these election ads that go down the right side of the page, usually on Facebook, and just have, you know, a few words of text and a small photo, and that's about it. And so Facebook is just saying these ads are so small, it would be really difficult for us to include a disclosure of who's paying for them.
So that is their reasoning. They say it's simply a matter of size and text.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, we just don't have enough room on our ads to, you know, have our advertisers convey their message and say who they are. And if people are interested, they can click on the link and go and see who actually pays for this ad. So that's kind of their argument. They don't want to make their ads any bigger. They've done a lot of market research and found that it really impedes the user experience to have bigger ads on Facebook, and they just don't want to do that. And they're just hoping for the SEC to kind of give them the thumbs up on this.
Now, I understand from your story on Politico.com there actually is a precedent for non-disclosure in some small form ads.
Right. Well, last fall, Google had put in a request with the FEC to get permission to not have to include disclosures on its AdWords ads, which are those little sponsored ads that show up when you do a search. And there, after a couple of months of deliberation, the FEC decided that those Google ads were exempt from the rules about disclosure. And so Facebook, at the time, had signed on to that and said, you know, we support Google's opinion on this, and, you know, this is kind of just the next step for Facebook to kind of get the same kind of approval.
All right. So last up here in the discussion of the GOP and presidential hopeful material, talk host Michael Berry this week speaking with former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty about why he thinks people ought to vote for him as he runs for president.
Governor Tim Pawlenty, tell me in a minute or less who you are, and why don't we know who you are?
Well, who I am in this, I'm running for president, or considering running for this reason. The country's in trouble. I think I can fix it. If you're running for president, people want to know who are you, what do you, you know, have as a vision for the country, why do you believe what you say you're going to do. I grew up in a meatpacking town, first one in my family to go to college. Dad, for a chunk of his life, was a truck driver. My mom was a homemaker. She died when I was young. My dad lost his job for a while not long after that. I was a criminal prosecutor for a while. I was the governor of the state of Minnesota for 8 years, and we took a liberal state and turned it in a conservative direction big time. And just to close, there were four governors in the country that got an A grade from the Cato Institute. I was one of the four, and the other three aren't running for president.
Mitt Romney, also a governor of a blue state, running for president. Is he your strongest opponent right now?
Well, I think Mitt, all these folks who are running or potentially running are my friends. Mitt's going to start out as the front runner. He ran last time. He's got name ID. He's got access to a lot of resources. So I think he's going to be a formidable candidate. But there's a lot of space beyond Mitt for somebody in this race to contest successfully for the nomination.
What's the one thing you bring to the table that no other candidate brings?
Well, I've got a blue-collar background and a conservative record, and the rhetoric and the record match up pretty well. And I've got a record of getting stuff done, not just talking about it.
Do birthers worry you?
No, I wasn't one who questioned Barack Obama's birth certificate. I mean, there was no evidence, actual evidence, to suggest that he wasn't born in the United States. But nonetheless, it was a little interesting that President Obama wouldn't produce the birth certificate or wouldn't authorize it. But, you know, we need everybody, so it's not about throwing people overboard. It's about trying to bring people in and grow the coalition and govern and get this country back on track.
Governor Tim Pawlenty, former governor of the state of Minnesota. You're president tomorrow. What do you do with regard to Afghanistan? Do you bring the troops home?
Well, I've been to Afghanistan 3 times, most recently last fall. I've been to Iraq 5 times. I've been all over the Middle East for many other reasons on other occasions. Our mission in Afghanistan at this point is to make sure that individuals and groups that want to do the United States harm, our people or our security interests, do not reform and reoperationalize in Afghanistan. So we need to keep enough capacity either in Afghanistan or nearby to identify and defeat that threat if it rematerializes. And in the meantime, I hope that the Afghan security forces can do some or all of that on their own. That doesn't mean we stay there forever and rebuild their country. But it does mean we've given a lot of treasure and loss of life and commitment to get to this point. And I want to make sure that as we draw down, and we should, that we don't do it just arbitrarily or accordance to some arbitrary deadline, but accordance to the mission that I just defined a minute ago.
So there's Tim Pawlenty. I'll tell you, Michael Berry was as good in that circumstance, as I've heard anybody. He asked good, penetrating questions. He didn't inveigle himself into the conversation. He just got out of Tim Pawlenty what we would be interested in hearing about Tim Pawlenty as a candidate, or any candidate, as far as that's concerned. So I thought that was very good. Hats off to Michael Berry, as I was critical earlier to the last host, who's a kind of a jerkleburger. I was happy to hear that. Everybody's got different tastes, and there's room for everybody, and that's why this is such a fascinating business. The World of Talk Radio, our review of the hot hits. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to get into the illegal immigration debate, which has surfaced again this week thanks to the president's speech on immigration reform. That's up in just a few moments here on the Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
805, ooh, wow, listen to that voice. 800-510-TALK. Katie Couric weighing in on President Obama's speech. The focus is the illegal immigration discussion.
Last week, President Obama succeeded in what many had considered an almost impossible mission, finding and killing Osama bin Laden. But this week, he's facing another elusive goal, advancing immigration reform. Speaking in El Paso, he emphasized the economic benefits of creating a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants already here, something the vast majority of Americans want, according to a recent poll. Yet popular support has done little to move staunch conservatives in Congress who are determined to block what they consider amnesty. President Bush couldn't overcome that opposition in 2007. President Obama is unlikely to do so now. Critics say Obama's current push is a political ploy to win Hispanic votes. But with an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally right now, the immigration problem has to be fixed, not for political reasons, but for practical ones.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Tori's Inc.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And thank you for being here. Doug Steffen with a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, illegal immigration number 7 this week on the countdown. From Fox News and daily radio program, Lou Dobbs talking to Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith about the accuracy of the president's numbers during the speech that he gave on immigration reform.
First, let's get to the issue of the president talking like he wanted to work together with Republicans and then mocking you all. What's the deal?
Well, this was a can't stop. He had just getting ready for a fundraiser in Austin, Texas, and we understand that as well. But if he wants to know what we want what the American people want, which is a secure border, and we do not have that today. A government accounting office came out recently and said that only 44% of the border was under operational control. Less than half, that's not a secure border.
And the president is keenly aware of that Government Accountability Office report.
Yes.
Why in the world would he overstate by, well, more than double the reality as represented by the GAO?
Well, there's no reason for that unless he just wants to make up his own details and his own figures. The American people are interested in the facts, as we are as well. By the way, one of the figures he used was tripling the Border Patrol. Well, that's going back to 2004. I think George Bush, president, might have had something to do with that increase in Border Patrol as well. So the administration and the president, I don't think they're serious. This is his first time, I think, to the border in 2 years since he's become president. What we want in Congress is a secure border. We want to protect jobs for the American people. Right now we have a situation. There are 7 million people in the country working illegally, 25 million unemployed, underemployed Americans. Let's get those jobs to the American workers and free up those jobs by enforcing immigration laws, which this administration is not doing. Under this administration, worksite enforcement down 70%.
Workplace enforcement down 70%, is that correct?
Under, That is correct, under this administration since the Bush administration.
Yeah. And I think that most Democrats would agree with most Republicans that you, if you're going to control illegal immigration, that is, end it. You have to stop the illegal employer from employing illegally illegal immigrants. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Exactly. We have a wonderful program called E-Verify, and employers can check their employees. In fact, over 200,000 signed up for this program. There are 1,300 more signing up every week. And we need to encourage employers, businesses to use this E-Verify program and keep those jobs for American workers and legal immigrants as well.
Amen to that. All right, we'll finish up with Tacos Garland Robinette here with immigration attorney Malvern Burnett about amnesty, the path to citizenship, and the numbers that the president was using.
I don't get convinced very often by Republicans and Democrats of anything, but this time you have formed my opinion. You've convinced me. You've convinced me when both of you are in power, nothing gets done about illegal immigration. You have convinced me that you cannot close the border. And to me, if you cannot close the border, call me crazy, but they come across the border if it's not closed. But you've convinced me that. So my feeling is, whether it be 11 million, 20 million in the country already, amnesty, let's have them paying taxes, let's know who they are, and et cetera. I don't think that solves the problem, but that's where I am now. What is the situation? I've read that the best statistics I can find are 2008, when they had tens of thousands of people crossing the border. But because of the bad economy, that had backed off still. Tens of thousands, but not of the same number. Do you have any numbers on estimated people crossing the border on a daily or yearly basis?
No, I don't. But I understand that apprehensions are down approximately 30%.
Wait a minute. President Obama said we had we had more people that out there on the border and arresting people and watching them and et cetera, but the arrests are down.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the arrests are down, but the deportations are up. There's I believe it's a 40% increase in the deportation proceedings initiated.
Do you have any idea how many of those are?
No, I don't.
Because I've always said to people that say, we've got to deport them.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, you show me the trains that will handle 11 to 20 million people, I'm with you. And as the trains cross the border, do the illegal immigrants wave at the illegal immigrants going the other way across the border? I mean, it just makes no sense. I had a Libertarian Party on here. I was telling you about it off the air. And they said they're for an open border, but for work permits. Where do you stand on that? What do you think?
Well, I don't know how practical that is to have a work permit program. I mean, right now, all employers are supposed to hire only those with lawful work authorization, those born in the United States who are legally here, and that system doesn't work. So how are we going to put another layer of enforcement on top of an already broken system and expect that to work?
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a product of Stephan Multimedia. I'm Doug Stephan. Thanks for being here on the Countdown.